Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time, May 30th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the evangelist Mark, where he writes, "Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, 'By what authority are you doing these things, or who gave you this authority to do them?' In the early morning light, Jerusalem stirs with its usual rhythm. Pilgrims move through narrow streets, merchants open their stalls, and the great courts of the temple in Jerusalem fill with voices, prayers, bargaining, debate. Into this living current walks Jesus Christ, calm and steady. His presence at once ordinary and unsettling. He had been there before, yet something has changed. The day before, he had overturned tables, scattered coins, and spoken words that burned through complacency. The temple had trembled, not from violence, but from truth. Now the guardians of order approached. Chief priests, scribes, elders, men accustomed to authority, to structure, to control. They did not shout. They did not accuse outright. Instead, they asked a question that seemed reasonable, even necessary. By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority? It is the question behind so many others. Who do you think you are? Who sent you? Why should we listen to you? There was once a small village where an old chapel stood at the center. For years it had been carefully maintained, fresh paint, polished pews, tidy grounds. The villagers took real pride in it. They knew every inch of the place. One day, a stranger arrived. He didn't criticize the chapel outright. He simply sat inside for hours. Then, slowly, he began to move things around. He opened windows long kept shut. He removed decorations that had grown dusty and forgotten. He rearranged the space, not to destroy it, but to let in light and air. The villagers were unsettled. "This is not how we do things," they murmured. Finally, the leaders confronted him. "Who gave you the right to change this place?" The stranger looked at them, not with defiance, but with a kind of sorrowful clarity, and said, "I did not come to take something from you. I came to give back what was always meant to be here." Some listened, others hardened their hearts. The chapel would never be the same again, not because of the stranger, but because each person had to decide whether they recognized the truth standing before them. The question of authority is never just about rules, it's about recognition. The leaders in the temple were not ignorant men. They knew scripture. They knew tradition. But they could not see what stood before them because it did not fit within the authority structures they understood. Jesus does not answer them directly. Instead, he points them to another question, the baptism of John. Why? Because authority in the kingdom of God is not proven by argument. It is revealed through recognition of God's action. Either they had recognized God at work in John, or they didn't. And if they had not, how could they recognize God now? We may think this passage belongs to another time, another people, but the question echoes quietly within us. By what authority does Christ act in my life? We prefer authority we can manage, roles, titles, systems we understand, but Christ's authority does not come from human endorsement. It flows from the Father. It is recognized not by control, but by surrender. Sometimes Christ enters the temple of our lives and begins to rearrange things, habits we have grown comfortable with, assumptions we have never questioned, attachments we quietly defend. And something in us asks, who gave you the right to do this? It is not a foolish question. It's an honest one. But it becomes dangerous when it is not truly a question, when it is a simple refusal. Notice where you resist Christ's authority. Not in the obvious sins alone, but in the subtle places. Where you prefer familiarity over truth. Where you defend what feels safe instead of what is holy. Where you want Jesus to bless your life, but not reorder it. Christ does not force his authority. He reveals it quietly, persistently, and then he waits. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you walk into the temples we have built, not to destroy but to purify, not to take but to restore. Give us the grace to recognize your authority, not as something imposed from outside, but as the truth written deep within our hearts. Where we resist you, soften us. Where we question you, enlighten us. Where we fear you, draw us closer. May we not stand at a distance asking, who gave you this authority? But instead fall in trust, saying, you are the Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day when we take a passage from the gospel that we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.